I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Too hot inside. The building AC out. Everyone worn down from extreme temperatures. We sat outdoors, forming a makeshift classroom at a writer's conference. By midweek, after much laughter and camaraderie, we were bonded beyond acquaintance, which is to say, there was trust. Many were there reflecting on a life full of experiences. One had quite an air of elegance about her. She was reserved, poised, and shy. She walked alone during our breaks. After some time, she read her poem out loud, which quieted the room. Bless the teenage boy who said he'd rather kiss a swarm of bees. And bless the sorority sisters who shunned me after weight gain. And bless the man who blocked my promotion, and bless the date who said after several cocktails, I was sad as a cardboard box left in the rain. The poem chronicled a series of hurts that upended assumptions we may have made about her. Many in the workshop teared up as they listened, and everyone clapped when she was done. I felt honored that she shared a poem in a space that we all co-created together. Our protection allowed us to enter without worry of judgment, each other's universe of anguish and joy. When I first started to teach poetry, I believed all talk during workshops should be about mastering craft. But I was saved by the poet Toy Derricotte, who, in quick reaction once to my critique of a fellow workshop participant as lacking technique, said this: Major, we must learn to craft our emotions too. It is a lesson I've carried with me. Learning to attune ourselves to feel those areas where our friends and family hurt the most is one of the most powerful connections to make as a human being. In this way, the courage of poetry leads to an art that ultimately keeps us in a state of grace. Today's fine poem balances humor with hard truth-telling. It revives in me the bravery of boldly saying that which dignifies our existence with clarity. Mirror, Mirror by Tom Healy. What do we do when we hate our bodies? A good coat helps. Some know how to pull off a hat. And there are paints, lighting, knives, needles, various kinds of resignation. The laugh in the mirror. The lie of saying it doesn't matter. There is also the company we keep. Surgeons and dermatologists, faith healers and instruction givers, tailors of cashmere and skin who send their bills for holding our shame-red hands raw from the slipping rope. The same hands with which we tremble ever so slightly, holding novels in bed, concentrating on the organization of pain and joy we say is another mirror, a depth, a conjure in which we might meet someone who says, touch me. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram @slowdownshow.